Call Africa
on 011-883-0702.
Sbu, you've called in from Dobsonville. Good morning.
Hey, Kwesi.
After the result on Tuesday, I'm not sure anyone should be called Kwesi nowadays. Do you know what's good? Do you know what's good about Kaizer Chiefs? And a friend of mine who is a diehard Kaizer Chiefs fan said, look, when they play Orlando Pirates, when they play Mamelodi Sundowns, they literally step up to gear and they obliterate those two teams. Everybody else, they just don't seem to care about. The big question is, are there enough games left for Kaizer Chiefs to contend a top eight finish so that they can participate in that tournament next season? I suppose only time will tell.
By the look of things, they will be fighting for relegation. You talk about top eight, that will be a chair on top for them.
No, Spoo, they will not be fighting for relegation at all.
That's my team, but I have to be honest. But what can I say? It's one thing I want to, what do you call it? We have blind loyalty. To them, I have a blind loyalty. Africa, quick one, before I talk about my two issues. You know, I'm very impressed about this YouTube. There's this thing on Wi-Fi, man, on YouTube. There's this guy, the African-Americans. They call it the real South Africa. You know, there you see something you never get to hear from South African media or see. From, I forgot the name, saying this, Edward Makwatwat, but just, it's very refreshing to see those YouTubers. And I don't watch South African YouTubers because they always talk about relationship, beauty product, useless stuff. I don't subscribe to them. So I wanted, but I will tell the real name of those guys. I'm very impressed about them.
Please do.
It's called the real South Africa. It's something like that. You watch them there. Now, let me talk about bread and butter matters. Let me start with this one. You know, this guy is receiving a raw deal in terms of Vodacom. Vodacom, ask yourself, why don't they pay this guy the money that is due to him? Because we made the please call me, even other networks adopted that. But they are refusing to pay that. You know, I was a subscriber to Vodacom. I play my part as an individual. I can't tell you Vodacom. I think South Africans, particularly black South Africans, if indeed they want black economic power, they should start to boycott such organizations like Vodacom. Because what they are doing with this guy is a travesty of justice. Now they say they don't know how much money did they make through Vodacom. That's a lie. Because every year they have to give financial reports, whether they have made a loss or they've made profit. And one thing they have to know, it's about what money, the revenue did they generate or profit they generate through procurement. But because they don't want to pay this guy, they come up with, no, we don't know how much we made through this, please call me. And on top of that, the Constitutional Court, I think also they got, they give this guy a raw deal in terms of not making a determination would this guy should be paid this kind of money. Because we have, please call me through Nkosana Makati. You know, if it was like we have this organization, that lobby groups, like the real Black Lawyers Association, whatever, they should take up these cases and assist this guy so that you, how long this guy is going through court, and you ask yourself, where does he have the money to get these lawyers so that you could pay them? Because Vodacom, to be honest, they are really, really, really roping this guy what is true to him. So
Gilbert Marcus, who is his senior counsel, is actually a very, very good lawyer. I've never had to use his expertise, but people who are in the legal fraternity really rate him very well. So he's not getting too shabby as far as legal representation is concerned. The CEO of Vodacom, of course, saying that he took an insightful and reasonable approach in offering Makate 47 million rand compensation to please call me. That's Nkosana Makate. Yesterday, of course, was the second day of the hearing in the Gauteng High Court in Pretoria. That now will be extended by an additional day. So there'll be hearings today as well as tomorrow. And what Makate's attorney is arguing for is that the court should be the final determinant, if you like, of what the amount to be paid to Makate should be, not Vodacom, because as you quite rightly argues, Vodacom will try and underpay, at least the perception is that they're going to try and underpay him as much as is possible. But we will be paying close attention to that particular case.
Yeah.
You also have a commentary on the ANC.
Yeah, you know, whether this crook called Ramaphosa will be old president, I don't care, because I will see very, he's acting with impunity. But one thing for sure, the clever of when it comes to this thing, you know, this selective application of the what you call resolution, there are many resolutions taken in NASREC, your central appropriation of land without compensation, and what you call the nationalization of the key economic sectors. Those things that will make an impact on the people's lives. That business personality politics. You said to Ramaphosa have a grip on power now through patronage. Because you see Upuli Freedom Balloon, prior to the conference as in NASREC, he was on the slate of Nkosazana. All of a sudden, he's on the slate of Ramaphosa, as if he acted as if he was never there. Look at Titi Mabuza. The guy, he was being accused of corruption left, right, and center. All of a sudden, because he's on the cape of Ramaphosa, everything is being shut down. The problem I have about this current administration is this application of selecting, of applying justice selective. Look at Vincent Smith and Busas. Same thing was said about Gwere Mantashe. But Gwere Mantashe is not being charged, because you check now, Guti, this government is using state organs to fight their fictional battle, because if NPA was fair in terms of applying justice equitably, whether like Vincent Smith should be in court. But because it's on the section of Ramaphosa, he's not there.
Really, Swoo? I mean, that's a claim that you are willing to stake your reputation on, that the NPA is influenced, captured, whatever term you want to use in this case, in not following pursuing charges against a Gwede Mantashe in this case, because he's in the Ramaphosa slate?
Yes.
What are you basing that on, Swoo?
We have a history in this country where state organs are being used to fight personal battles. It's not the only one. It's not unique about what is happening currently. You have, prior to Polokwane conference, and till today, you'll be living in Kukuland if you are not going to know that in South Africa, those who are in power, they use patronage in order to fight their political battle, and they use state organs in order to fight personal battle. To me, and this thing of saying you must clear your name, Ramaphosa, you talk about ethical leadership, you talk about integrity, you talk about moral leadership. Can you associate that with Ramaphosa? You can't. The guy lied under oath. He said his son in Busasa didn't benefit. If he did benefit, you take him to court. It was found out he benefited. Did he take him to court? No. He talked about whether he influenced Glencom. He refused. He said he was not a chairman. Under oath, goes on the commission. He lied. They said, you've got papers there on Glencom that he was a chairman. He's refusing. Last week, Dr. Sikwale talked about, and you check, this thing has been said by his comrade and the top leadership comrade. Osirel is very, very, very dangerous. He talks as if I'm preaching.
The reality is, though, Swoo, regardless of what you claim against Ramaphosa, he is not indicted in a court of law. So, therefore, the resolution in question that is being applied not only to Ace Magashula but all other members of the ANC who meet the criteria is the step aside rule. And if they're refusing to step aside, they're then being suspended. And let's all be clear, Esma Khashula has no business whatsoever issuing a summarily suspension letter to President Cyril Ramaphosa when, quite frankly, Cyril Ramaphosa is not indicted in a court of law as the resolution states. I am going to have to leave it there, Swoo in Dobsonville. Thank you very much for your call. It's 4:45.
Early Breakfast with Africa Milani on 702.
Let's talk. Politics, I'm afraid, Liesl, getting us all hot under the collar. Did you work out with your gloves yesterday?
I did, getting me hot and sweaty under the workout gloves. And I thought, you know, we have so much when it comes to fitness. Shirts, tops, jackets, pants, shoes. Now everyone's talking about the latest accessory, which we've all been having and wearing for years, is workout gloves. And they're such trendy ones. But are they just there for fashion, or are they ideal for the gym? So I thought,
and
let's look at
fashion
some pros
or ideal
and cons. There are so many out there. And when I went to do a little bit of last week, when I was actually prepping for this, I went to a few stores and I went to go and look. Beautiful pink ones, lovely. The set that I was wearing this past week was pink. It looks great. But for me, it is, I thought, let's just look at the pros and cons and everyone can make up their own mind. And then we will touch on what you should be looking for when you are purchasing a workout glove. So what I liked about the gloves is I like that you get a better grip. So a grip advantage in terms of holding the bar. It's more comfortable. It gives you wrist support depending on what you buy. The con side is it can also worsen your grip. So if you get the wrong size fit, or you're not holding the bar correctly, because sometimes between the glove and the hand, you can't feel how you're holding the bar correctly, and you can actually injure yourself that way as well. And also, you need to look at your lifting technique. So you need to adjust it for the gloves that you're wearing. And there are pros and cons. Some people say that you won't get calluses if you have workout gloves. And then I read on a lot of men's health sites saying that a lot of gloves do cause calluses. So you have to be very, very careful when you pick your gloves. So I thought, let's look at some points when it comes to workout gloves. Full finger coverage, which we're seeing a big trend of since the start of COVID. People liking a full glove when they go to the gym from a hygiene and a safety point of view. That's seen a huge rise in the last year. You need to look at your grip. So not all workout gloves are designed the same. A lot of the ladies' gloves that I'm seeing are just very fashionable. They look great. They're pink. They're nice. But what are you actually using them for? You need to check what the fabric is made of. Is it breathable? Is it durable? Is it solid enough to prevent calluses? And this is the big thing that no one ever touches on when it comes to looking at a workout glove: wrist support. A lot of the weightlifting gloves have great wrist support. So take a look at the type of glove, the type of workout you're doing, and what you need to do, and what the padding looks like as well. So if you're seeking a gym glove or a workout glove, first, analyze what your problem is. Have you got sweaty palms? Do you need callus protection, wrist support? What is it you need? And then go make a decision when it goes to shopping for a glove.
How big a decision factor is it? How easy it is to clean it? Because that for me would be the most important.
that is
so
the
after
biggest...
I have used it, calluses or not, can I just chuck them into a washing machine and then they'll come out still, you know, good to use then? 10th time I do that, the 15th time I do that.
So that's a question you need to ask yourself as well. So what fabric? Are you getting leather gloves? How do you clean those leather gloves? Are you getting padded gloves? How are you going to clean those gloves? So the best advice is after a workout, same with your sneakers, first leave them out to air and then give them a good wash. So the fabric ones are quite easy to wash. You can pop those into a pillowcase, into the washing machine and wash that way. Your leather gloves come with washing instructions. I looked on a few of the boxes and just read the instructions on there. You can just use a mild soap, hand soap or dish soap to rinse through, and cool water. All of the articles that I read said stay away from hot water when it comes to washing your gym gloves.
Yeah.
So very important, after the session, make sure you wash your gloves. Most people that are using it now for hygiene reasons, forget about it, throw it in their gym bag, throw their clothes on top of it, take their gym clothes out, wash, and then you forget about your gloves that are in your gym bag. So very, very important, make sure that you actually clean them properly.
Now, you've listed all the pros and the cons and the points to or against the use of gloves. You use them. Are you going to continue using them, or was that it for you?
So it's been a couple of weeks that I've been using them, but I keep forgetting them, and I'm actually going to do a weight session after the show. And the trainer always says to me, where are the gloves that you're supposed to be testing? I'm like, oh, I've forgotten them again. So I need to, I'm actually now a list person, where I make a list against the wall in my bathroom behind the door so that I can remind myself what to pack for what sporting event I'm doing, because you put me in a position, Africa, to try out all these things. And I have to remember different workout clothes for different activities. So,
Sure. Do you do the list ahead of time and then pack the night before as opposed to waking up in the... Because, I mean, you've got Big Mike, of course, who you should not be waking up early when you wake... When
who
you
actually gets up now to go to the gym anyway,
thing.
So...
Good thing.
Good morning, Big Mike.
Good morning, Big Mike. Thank you very much for trying out those gloves, even though you forget them half the time. What are we doing tomorrow?
So I was in Johannesburg and I ran with an incredible running club that actually originated in Cape Town called the Vespadine Running Club. Vespadine is a road about three roads parallel to our studio here in Greenpoint. So I'm going to talk about what a great experience it was and how this running club started. So we'll do that on Fitness Friday.
Looking forward to it. Thank you very much, Liesl. You are not allowed to go home first and go fetch those gloves. You just kind of have to endure however many minutes of a weight class without any fitness gloves. If you, by the way, have taken to using a weightlifting glove to protect your hands, tell us how it has impact on you and whether it's positive or not. You can send us a voice note to 072-702-1702, 072-567-1567.
Welcome to your new day.
This is Early Breakfast with Africa Milani.